Hello, Henny.
Yes.
Hi, it's Screw and Mike calling on WRIF Radio in Detroit. We're doing our annual Merry Christmas calls to all our best celebrity friends.
Yeah, so we just wanted to call you up and just say Merry Christmas and all the best in 97.
All right, I'll say it.
Oh, we were just saying it to you, sir. We just wanted to wish you the best.
All right, thank you.
But you can say it to us, too.
All right.
Yeah, how you feeling, Henny?
Fine.
How's your hip, okay?
Okay, thank God for everything.
Yeah, good deal.
All right.
You know, that left dome is really active out there on the Internet where you are, you know?
Yeah.
That's great stuff.
That's all pushing right. It, Mike.
Yeah.
Thanks, Henny. Yeah. Nice talking to you. Happy New Year and all that.
Happy New Year to you and all that.
Okay, yep. Henny.
Bye-bye. Bye, Henny. Bye.
Yeah.
I said I talked to him last.
Oh!
Hopefully that won't be your last opportunity.
I've been blindsided. Was he a little pissy?
He couldn't hear squat.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Laughed on me. Might as well have been talking about trigonometry. He had no idea.
Yeah.
Sorry, for service.
Yeah, Dick Assman, please.
Sure, hang on half a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Dick Assman.
Dickon.
Hey, it's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. We're just calling all our celebrity friends and wishing them a Merry Christmas on the radio.
Well, thanks very much.
Yeah, Merry Assmas, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
All right.
Not bad. Has your life started to calm down since all the Letterman hoopla is over?
Yeah, a little bit, but still pretty good, though.
Yeah. Everybody still, when they pull in, they know you're there, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Well, Dick Assman, again, I don't have much time, but wanted to wish you the best in 97.
Well, thanks very much. Same to you, eh?
All right. Okay, sir.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
You got to be quick about this.
That's true. Oh, that's right. We go into that thing of like, we don't have much time, but...
Yeah, we could be doing this all day.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time with Dick Assman. Hi, is Terry there?
Yeah, that's me.
Terry, it's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio in Detroit. We're doing our annual Merry Christmas calls to all our favorite celebrities in the Rolodex here.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and all the best in 97.
All right, good luck to you guys. Yeah. Good luck in your head coach. Hope you get a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, as a matter of fact,
so do we.
If you get fired at Fox, I'll come up there and coach those guys for you, okay?
Oh, that would be beautiful, man.
I'll get rid of Mitchell. I'll go to Nebraska, get their coordinator, and we'll go to the Wishbone, Power Eye. All right, how's that sound?
That sounds good because Mitchell sucks. I can't believe it.
Mitchell's bad.
I'm tired of the invisible receivers, you know?
They ought to hire Tom Moore, man. Let him be their head coach.
I don't know. I think we need somebody fresh.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm fresh.
Okay, well, come on, Terry.
Okay.
And
Okay, guys. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. He sensed that we didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah, he could tell. Man, that guy's cool.
He's pretty nice.
I think he was ready to talk to us for a half hour.
He knew we were in a hurry.
Yeah.
He knows the ropes.
Yeah.
This one's pretty questionable. Hello, is this Daryl?
Yes.
Hey, Daryl, it's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. We're wishing all our favorite celebrities in the Rolodex a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. All the best in 97 for you. Have a good Christmas.
What city are you in?
We're in Detroit.
I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't have your captain's hat on right now, do you?
Actually, I have my other hat, my little regular little, let's see, I think it's Alaska captain.
Okay, but you got your captain's hat right nearby, though, don't you?
Well, it always has to be in the right.
Yeah.
what's Miss the lovely Tony Tennille getting you for Christmas? Do you have any idea?
I think we're, we haven't even talked about it. Be a surprise.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we don't have much time because we're trying to call a lot of people, but do you have any comments on the freighter that hit that dock there in New Orleans?
I'm glad I wasn't there, you know.
Yeah.
If I had been the captain, I probably would have done the same thing.
But see, you would have dropped anchor immediately and been jamming on your Hammond organ while you awaited rescue.
I think I would have jumped ship a long time ago.
Yeah.
There would have been some nice harmonies, though, during the wreck, no doubt.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I hope may love keep us together in 97, and you give our best to Tony.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Dennis.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio with our annual Merry Christmas wishes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we just wanted to quickly say Merry Christmas.
Didn't have a whole lot of time, but you got all your shopping done yet?
Pretty close to it.
Yep. Yeah. We really admire your work, sir. You're among the best.
Thank you. And how'd you get this number?
I forgot exactly how. It was through some illicit means, because we both know we could never get an interview with you through legitimate means. So
no.
it was a major...
Oh, you know, that's a better shot at it.
Try
calling my publicist and you'll have better luck.
Okay, they never give it to us, but we really don't have a lot of time. We just wanted to wish you Merry Christmas anyway.
Thank you.
Okay.
You too.
All okay, right.
Dennis. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
No, we would not have better luck that way.
No.
We've spent more time with him the last couple of years in our one-minute phone calls
than
we
ever
would with
him
through his publicist.
Yeah, his publicist, as if.
But he's very nice.
He is very nice. And he only has to be nice for just a matter of seconds.
That's all
we
ask of
him. And that was great to continually remind him that we didn't have much time. That was a good thing to inject every couple of seconds, you know.
Just a heads up. I'm just warning you. Heads up.
Oh, no. Oh, God. With Unabombers on the other end.
Pretty close.
Hi, you've reached 573-9158. Please leave a message after the tone. I'll return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hi, Evil. It's Drew and Mike on WRIF Radio. We're just doing our annual Merry Christmas and Happy New Year calls to all our favorite celebrities and Rolodex. And sorry you're not there to receive the call in person.
All the best in 97, Evil.
Bye-bye now.
Whoa. Oh, man. Whoa. I was thinking about mentioning Robbie, and I realized, ooh, that would be a big mistake.
Could be.
They don't get along worth a damn.
I don't know why.
I think Evil is jealous of Robbie.
Probably.
I really believe that. While he's out jumping thousands of buses, Evil's in like a pizza commercial or something.
Hello?
Al Hendricks.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio in Detroit. Just wanted to include you amongst our celebrity Merry Christmas and Happy New Year calls this year.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and all the best in 97, Al, and hope everything continues to work out good for you, and hope all the new Jimmy stuff coming out brings you lots of cash and so forth.
I didn't get all of that.
Al, he was hoping that all of the fine work of Jimmy's that's being used will bring you lots of cash in 97. But you don't care about that, we know.
You wouldn't spend it anyway, would you?
Oh, well, I'm spending it all the time.
Are you?
Well, Al, you better hurry up. I mean, I don't know. We were concerned. Last time we talked, Jimmy was in the Iowa commercial, his song was, and you didn't even know. We were asking you if you were happy with it, and you didn't even know about it. Does that ring a bell?
Let's see.
I think you told us to call Jamie.
Yeah.
But you really didn't care, and that's all right. I mean, you're doing great, and we know that. could you save something for the rock and roll, what are we getting here? Oh, the Hard Rock Cafe in Detroit. Is there maybe a piece of Jimmy Abelia we can get for that?
Well, not right now.
Not right now?
I'm getting ready to go out the door.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we didn't mean it right this minute. It's not even going to be up and running until like 1998, but do you think you might have something there?
1998?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Because finally Detroit's getting a hard...
I'll be around here by then.
Oh, you will be.
Al, I'm surprised you didn't just slough us off on Jamie. That's what you usually do.
What's that?
I'm surprised you didn't just tell us to call Jamie. You sound like you're going to personally take charge in this matter.
Well.
Al, you know,
I gotta get off this phone.
Yeah,
I'm getting ready to go out.
Well, you know, Al, at some point in the future, because I am such a fan of Jimmy's, someday in the future, Al, we'll have to call you and make proper arrangements so we can talk with you at length, legitimately. All right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, okay.
Not much of a commitment from Al Hendricks. Al, you head on and have a great holiday.
Okay, likewise.
Nice to talk to you.
See you, Al. You do have his voice down perfectly. Oh, man. Al.
Wouldn't want to leave Al out.
Still lives in that dump and, jeez.
Crazy.
Probably.
Think he even put an addition on it even? Or
I was thinking maybe he might have upgraded it a little bit. He just doesn't want to move.
Hello?
Hi, is Russell there?
I'm sorry he's not available. May I take the message?
Well, it's just Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. We were kind of doing our annual celebrity Merry Christmas calls, and we certainly wanted to include the professor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, you could tell him for us.
I will. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Is this Mrs. Johnson?
Yes.
Does he fix everything around the house?
No.
No?
No.
So really, he's actually kind of a worthless turd when it comes to that stuff in real life?
Yeah, I have visions of you peddling.
He does a lot of things, you know. He really does.
I envision you peddling away on some bamboo bike, for God's sake. Well,
thank you so much for calling, dear. Have a wonderful holiday.
Okay, Mrs. Johnson.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, boy, are they love-starved, huh?
Well, it wasn't available.
Yeah.
That makes them less desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Vern.
Howdy. Hi, Vern. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Merry Christmas, know what I mean?
This is Jim. Please leave a message. Thank you.
There he is. Hey, Jim, Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio in Detroit. You're on our Merry Christmas list, and hope to talk to you on the air, but we'll just have to forego that this year.
We'll just have to do that. Right, Vern? Merry Christmas, know what I mean? Just kidding, Jim. See ya.
Oh, boy. Oh, for God's sake. Know what I mean?
Hello?
Zsa Zsa.
Yes?
Hey, it's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio with our annual Merry Christmas call.
Uh-huh. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and all the best in 97, Zsa Zsa.
Oh, my God. I tell you, I'm getting every year younger.
Oh, yeah? How are you feeling these days?
I'm feeling wonderful, thank you.
Good deal. You got any new projects going on?
Well, I've always lots of projects going on.
I know you do.
What about the prince? How's he doing? Every time we hear about him, he's getting his penis bit by a bee, or, I mean, he's crazy.
Come on.
Oh, no, that was true, wasn't it?
Yeah, remember?
That was years ago.
Yeah, but
they wiped out jogging.
In the midst of a very serious conflict.
Oh, I know. We don't have time to talk. We have to get going.
Merry Christmas and everything is wonderful.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's good. And you got everything fixed after that earthquake, right?
Oh, Mike, we could have hung up
it.
First.
But I was the last one to talk to her.
She's not going to die.
You never know. You never know. Have you seen her lately?
I'll take Kenny Youngman over to judge her.
About a little Richard.
How about Captain Kangaroo?
Oh, yeah, Kangaroo, definitely.
We could try little Richard.
My man, Kangaroo.
You know what'll happen with little Richard.
Yeah, I know what'll happen. Yeah, I do.
He'll say it's not him, and it'll be him.
Right.
Hi, would you please leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hey, Captain, it's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio in Detroit. Hope to include you, desperately hoped, in our annual list of Merry Christmas calls to all our favorite celebrities.
And all the best in 1997, sir.
Bye-bye, Captain.
Just let him be happy, for goodness sake.
No butt, Mike.
No, none.
And your best behavior.
I know.
Huh?
No, it's just that he doesn't want to speak at all.
Oh, here's another
tongue-tied
one.
Tongue-tied.
Here's
today.
Another person we should not call. Little Rich, or Little Rich Little, excuse
Rich
me.
Rich Little, oh man.
Well, let's try Little Richard.
Yeah. And then if he answers, let's just have a terrible impersonation right back at him.
Yes, Mr. Pennyman's room, please. I know all the code.
Yep. Boy, this guy definitely doesn't move around much.
Hello?
Little Richard.
Who's calling?
It's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio with our annual Merry Christmas call.
And we just wanted to say Merry Christmas and all the best for you in 1997. We on hold?
Hello? Yeah, I believe so. Was that him that answered?
Sure. Oh, yeah, it
really?
Was. Oh, yeah, it was.
Sounded
and he's tired, too.
Sounded like kind of a low voice.
No, it was him. He was sleepy.
Well,
how odd that we're on hold.
I think he might be sleeping. He might have tried to hang it up and just put us on hold by accident.
Oh, it could have been.
Should we make another call
yeah,
and someone else and come back?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, let's revisit this one.
I don't know if this is a good idea. I'm going to call Buddy Hackett.
Oh, God. No. Well, really emphasize a business where we don't have much time.
Buddy's always happy to talk.
Yeah.
Checking Richard. Still on hold?
Yeah.
At the tone, please leave your name and your telephone number. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Buddy Hackett, you nutbag. It's Drew and Mike calling with our annual Merry Christmas call and also an opportunity for you to plug whatever's going on in Vegas.
Sure. All the best in 97 there, bud.
Maybe we'll try you tomorrow, buddy. Sorry we missed you. We're on hold with Little Richard. We'll try you back tomorrow. We're still on hold with Little Richard.
Yeah, I think he accidentally put us on hold. When he goes to make a phone call in an hour, he'll be all confused.
Should we call back to the front desk?
Yeah.
I wonder if he only has one line.
Sure. You could never pay extra for two.
Yeah, hi, it's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. We were supposed to talk to Mr. Pennyman, and we somehow got put on hold in his room there, and I guess we need to be sent in on the other line is how he prefers it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me transfer you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How he prefers it.
You're still on hold.
Oh, man. He can't get away from us. Checkmate.
Oh, we're a double hold.
Yeah. Maybe he'll start ringing any second.
He's not taking calls. Let me see what I can do. Hold on just a second.
Okay. No. He's not taking calls.
Yeah.
Didn't work too well.
Okay, so.
Hello? Yeah, hi.
Hi.
What happened with Mr. Pennyman?
Okay, he's not accepting calls this morning. You want to leave a voice message?
Okay, yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, one moment.
Thanks so much.
Not for God's sake. So you must be fuming, huh?
He's popping a tube.
Mm-hmm.
He's not available or is presently using the telephone.
Oh, it's not even him.
Message at the tone.
Oh, I know it. He doesn't even personalize it.
I'm not even leaving a message.
No, I know. On some generic deal like that.
Well, this will just have to be continued.
Okay. All right, volume
we'll
one.
We'll do some more tomorrow.
All right.
That's it.
And the presents are under the tree, and Mama's in the kitchen making some herbal tea. The windows are covered with frost, and the candles are all alight. But as I wander through this quiet house, something just doesn't seem right. You see, every year the neighbors neighbors bring us a Swiss curly beef leg. But the neighbors aren't around, around, around. There's no beef love to be found this year. No beef love. Christmas isn't Christmas without a Swiss curly beef leg.